So you're perpetually late to Psukah de Zimra every single day. 3 days a week, 4 days a week. What should you do? So, the Magid Meisharim, who is the Malach that appeared to the Beis Yosef, connected a lot with Shavuos coming up, but he writes like this. He told the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef wrote down that the Magid told him like this. V'tikra kola tviwa, you must read the tviwa, merosha v'ad sofa kaseder. From beginning to end, don't skip. Not even one letter should you skip. Everything is based on higher reasons that we don't understand, the Kabbalah. Not like those idiots, fools. They skip over parts of tefillah. In order to sleep a couple of extra minutes. Oilahem, woe is to them, shemekalkalat tzinoros. They're messing up the tzinoros. Tzinoros is a Kabbalistic concept which I'm not going to begin to understand or to explain. Mekama v'kama rose, garmim lahem. Many bad things are going to happen to them. Ulchola olam in the whole world. B'sibas m'niyas ha'shef alom hazeh b'yosim ha'ktim namukhar machar muktam. By them messing up the order, they're causing problems to the world. L'chein tiatamid mashkum v'beis knesses. Make sure you get to the shul on time. However, despite the Shulchan Aruch hearing this from the Magid himself, the Malach himself, he writes in Shulchan Aruch that if you come late to shul, you could skip parts of Psukah de Zimra, and we'll go maybe in the next few weeks, we'll talk about what the exact order to skip is. We're not going to touch that tonight, but there's a whole order you skip. You do Baruch Shamar, you do Yishtabach, you do Ashrei. If you have more time, you do some of the Halukas. We'll talk about that. But clearly the Shulchan Aruch felt, even though the Magid told him, don't skip, you're allowed to skip. Mishnah Berurah explains and quotes the Chacham Tzvi, who says, no. The Magid Meisharim only meant if you're davening by Yechidus. If you're davening by yourself in your house, so then don't skip anything. But everyone agrees that if you come to shul, and if you don't skip, you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. You're not going to make it to Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. So therefore, even the Magid Meisharim would agree, even this Malach that spoke to the Beis Yosef, would agree you're supposed to skip like the order of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shari Tshuva already cites the Yosef Ometz, who says, no, that's only if a person doesn't normally come late. If you normally come late, you shouldn't skip anything. Instead, you should go based in the proper order. In fact, the Kaf HaChaim disagrees with the entire Shulchan Aruch. He says, no. I adopt the Magid Meisharim. There's a special order for the tefillahs, and therefore you should not skip at all. How do you paskin? So Mishnah Berurah does exactly what to do. Shulchan Aruch does exactly what to do. You skip. Says the Sefer Maimer Mordechai, look, you want to follow the Arizal, and you want to go in order. So, when you skip parts of Psukah de Zimra if you come late.
If you come late once, or you always come late?
So, it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch there's no distinction. Sounds like there's no distinction. Whether you always come late, whether you sometimes come late, sounds like always. We'll end in a second. We'll talk about what lemaisa, what you're supposed to do. From Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't seem like there's any distinction. Comes along the Magid Meisharim, the Maimer Mordechai, and says, look, you want to be an Arizal, a Kabbalistic dude, that's fine. But you got to follow him for everything. You can't come to davening late and say, oh, I'm following the Ari, I'm going to go at my own pace. I came to davening 10 minutes late. I'm going to go in order. I'm not going to skip anything because I followed the Arizal and the Beis Yosef. That's great. But unless you follow Kabbalah for everything, which I don't think anyone here does, then you can't rely upon that. So the simple halacha is you come to shul late, you're supposed to skip parts of Psukah de Zimra to keep up with the Shulchan, to keep up with the Chazan. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. This way you'll join Shmon Esrei together with the Chazan. However, is there any exception to this rule? Not surprisingly, in Halacha, there's always exceptions. Exception number one is, let's say you start davening, you think you can catch up to the Chazan, but you're not sure. This is one of those, usually you could predict the Chazan. You know, when I get up there, it's going to be quick. You know, when someone else gets up there, it's going to be slower. But sometimes you get those wild card chazanim, which depends what side of the bed they woke up that morning. They're either going to be quick that day, or they're even going to be slow that day. You know those types of people. Those are the types of people you're afraid to get up when they get up to daven, because you can't predict anything. So writes Rabbi Yashiv, if you think you're going to be able to catch up to the chazan by Shmon Esrei, if you skip a little bit, but you're not sure. Sometimes this chazan flies. So if you skip stuff, you may end up still losing out and not catching up, because you're going to skip 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs. You think you're going to catch up, and all of a sudden the chazan, whoosh, is a big meeting in work, so he's flying that day. You're not going to catch up. If you're not sure you're going to catch up, says Rabbi Yashiv, don't skip. Because what are you going to gain in skipping for? If you're sure you're going to catch up to the chazan, if I skip parts of Pesukah Zimra, then skip. If you're not sure, and you can't always tell how fast the chazan is going. Usually you could have an idea, but says Rabbi Yashiv, unless you're sure you're going to catch up, don't skip. Exception number one. Exception number two, says the Or Litzion, for the Sfarer Shaposkim, one of the great Rabbi Ben Zion Abishol, he gives Musar to primarily to Sfaradim, but Ashkenazim don't mind taking the Musar also. He writes like this. He says, there's a quote of him. He says, nowadays, it's not so clear you could play the skipping business game. You know why? The Yitachin, it says, better the Adav Sheyispalu Kol HaTfilu Kesidra. You should daven everything in order and forget about Tfilu B'Tzibur. Why? Mishum, because what's going to happen? The Im Yidalig, if you know you're allowed to skip, what's going to happen tomorrow?
The same thing.
You ain't going to show up on time tomorrow. Not a chance. You'll become accustomed to this skipping game. The Yatza Scharobev say that you're going to lose out all the benefit that you gain by skipping. Is that once in a while you come late, skip. Once it becomes a frequent occurrence, don't do the skipping business. For the Ashkenazim in the room, the Shevet Alevi writes the same thing. He says, "Kol zeh barur." He says, "It's all obvious." Anyone who reads any of these posts can know that what's the point of the skipping? Not to encourage you to come late the next day. These are for b'dieved type of people, situations. You're going to be delayed. You have these ways to skip, but avol kol zeh ba'ofen akrai, once in a while. Lo kavua chas b'shalom, not kavua. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, what's considered frequent? What's considered infrequent? Anyone want to take a stab at what's considered frequently coming late? No?
Once a week.
Once a week? That's what I would have said. Yeah? Chaim Kanievsky writes, once a month. You get one late note a month. That's what Chaim writes. He says, more than once in 30 days, you're already considered a frequent flyer. You've already missed it. You're too late, and you should not rely on this skipping business, which is a pellet. It's a pretty strong, musser in terms of that. Final question to think about is, what about women? Women often come late to shul. They have lived teirim, they're doing with the kids, whatever. Do they do this skipping business or not? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, they should not skip. They should go in order. I was thinking this fits with the Magid Meisharim. We don't like to skip unless we absolutely have to. However, Chaim Kanievsky actually says women in this case should skip. I don't know if it's only once every 30 days or every time. Women don't have this issue because, look, once they're in shul and they're davening with the minion, they should play by the rules of the minion, which is, if you come late and you want to catch up Shmon Esrei with the Tzibur, you should skip. So it comes out, it's very interesting, according to Reb Chaim, even though men shouldn't skip, women would be allowed to skip in situations. The upshot is, as all the poskim, I could have spent the next half hour quoting all the poskim, who basically say the next line. What's the next line, the final ending of the Chabura? Come on time, and they go on and on about that. I take the Musar to myself. Hopefully you'll share the Musar as well. I'll show up in shul on time. Shkoyach.